inflammation and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers here on this Monday. Monica Yutuma, you just heard the commercial. She's running to be the next Republican Secretary of State. She says she's running because she wants to fix the issues that she said happened with the 2020 election and that are continuing to be ongoing in the state. She doesn't want to relitigate 2020's election. She just wants to fix what is wrong so it doesn't happen again. Yutuma loves spending time with her expanding family. However, when she isn't running the campaign, she's making sure she's running on the treadmill. I'm a health nut. In addition to running for Secretary of State, she also owns and operates a biohazard medical waste management company that deals with smaller hospitals across Michigan and some in the Midwest. She also runs a 501c3 and a 501c4 nonprofit organization that gave her an inside look at how parties operate and work within the state of Michigan. I was fortunate enough to be able to take a deep dive into how Democrats are operating, funneling money through these C3s and C4s. But doing all this work, I realized that we got some election integrity issues, and I realized that elections in the state of Michigan were not secure at all. She said she felt like the Republicans didn't have a good candidate would be able to keep up with the Democrats and run a strong race, which is why she decided to run for Secretary of State. Yutuma said that there was two main issues she saw wrong that she would like to fix within the Secretary of State's office. Those two items, the qualified voter files and the absentee ballots. Right now, we've got 8.4 million people on the qualified voter rolls. But there are only 7.9 million people in the state that are actually eligible to vote or old enough to vote. So for right there, we have 500,000 people that should not be on the qualified voter files. She also claimed that there were duplicate names. The voter files contain names of dead people and even non-citizens. The second issue Yutuma says we have is the absentee ballot system. She claimed that every person on the voter rolls were getting an absentee ballot and were all voting in the elections. However, not everybody on the rolls should even be getting an absentee ballot. So to fix the problem, she said the state needs to remove the Electronic Registration Information Center, known as ERIC, out of the state of Michigan. The original intent, we were told, was supposed to be helping us clean up our voter files. But that data is actually getting hijacked for partisan purposes. Yutuma said she would cross-check the voter rolls with a database, put together by the Department of Homeland Security every single month. The main problem with absentee ballots, Yutuma said, is the chain of custody, which is weak, and ballots need to be secured. First of all, we should log them in. We should track them. We should document every step of the way where these ballots go, who touches them, and who gets them processed. And we need to verify every ballot. We need to make sure that there's no break in the chain of custody. We understand what that issue did during the 2020 election down in Detroit, whether it is with the voter at the voting poll or whether it was the election workers, the postal service, or even the counting board at the end of the night. She said that the Secretary of State controls the clerks because they are the ones that issue the guidance to the clerks. Well, if you've been following anything for the last few years, Yutuma said, you would know that these clerks are terrified of going against anything that Jocelyn Benson instructs them to do. Even when there's issues with the guidance that she's putting out. But they follow them. She said the clerks should be decentralized, run their own elections, and only use Lansing as a resource, not asking for permission or direction on how to run their own elections. Yutuma said there was documented irregularities that still need to be addressed that occurred in the 2020 election. And we know that those concerns are still existing in the current election system, and it needs to be fixed. These irregularities are very well documented and point directly to election fraud that occurred in the election. Cardboard boxes at the TCF Center, when we had poll challengers' rights being denied, election records being destroyed, and no ability to do an audit. She said there were ballots missing information and no proof of chain of custody. Yutuma said her run wasn't about re-litigating 2020, but fixing the problems going forward. Lastly, Yutuma said she's never run elections, but feels that her experience owning a medical waste business was needed to administer elections because she has to deal with federal, state, and local laws. Operating successfully in this space requires deep familiarity with laws, standards, and audits. And I operate in that space every single day. But in addition, we need to expand chain of custody and documentation. That way, the people of the state of Michigan can trust their elections once again. She goes on to say that these standards that she works with every single day needs to be applied to election work. Lastly, when it comes to being nominated at the March 28th nominating endorsement convention, she feels her path runs through the grassroots. But she feels she can pull together all different factions once she's nominated. She said that she's been a grassroots advocate and she was able to get mask mandates removed in Oakland County. She's not a political insider like her opponents. I'm the only candidate who's not been part of the problem in Lansing for the past 15 years. Why would we want to bring in somebody who's been part of the broken process to bring us different ideas or stay with the same ideas that are not working. She spoke specifically about Anthony Ferlini, who tried to run for Congress and failed. So he became a county clerk. And her other opponent, Amanda Love, was an assistant for Terry Lynn Land. Yetuma said if she was to be put into this position, she could work with both Republicans and Democrats, including those in the legislature, because she's had to do the exact same thing in conducting and running her business for a long time. Some of my clients are Republican, some of my clients are Democrats. However, I provide solutions for their problems, and we get things done. Finally, Yetuma said changes need to be made and would require the legislature to do it. Again, I have relationships on both sides of the aisle, and I certainly have the ability to work with both of them. I've done it many times before, and I will continue to do it when I become the next Secretary of State. So, MERS News Service came out with this story on Friday. Now, another person running for Secretary of State on the Democrat side is Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who appeared at the Michigan Leadership Conference on Friday. Companies move to where the best people are, and that gives Michigan an edge, Gilchrist told the leaders on Friday. Having roads that don't break our cars is important. Having bridges that don't fall is important. Making sure everyone has access to the internet is important. But Gilchrist said, people matter, and people in Michigan are smarter and more talented than people everywhere else in the country. I believe I'm biased. I've lived on the East Coast. I've lived on the West Coast. And I think people in Michigan are smarter than the people I lived with previously. I think we're better looking than people anywhere else. Okay. I think we have more talented people here than anywhere else. And I think we work harder and communicate better. We'll continue with Garland Gilchrist's comments to the leadership conference in Northern Michigan last Friday. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to into the show. Final segment, hour number two. During Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist's 15 minutes, he kept going back to how special Northern Michigan is. There's no other part of Michigan where people feel more connected and alive than in Northern Michigan. Because in Northern Michigan, there's a real priority for understanding that we've got to get through this together. However, he said, I don't understand this winter cycle. I don't remember as a kid growing up ever having schools closed due to single-digit temperatures. He reminisced that he didn't remember having classes or school canceled because it was too cold outside. I don't understand that. And then he paused and said, kids are softies. Well, the audience laughed. At another point, he slid in how he remembered, quote, freezing my ass off, quote unquote, at a recent Traverse City event. Okay. What does that have to do with you being the next Secretary of State? Lieutenant Governor, who is running for Secretary of State, played up how important Northern Michigan is and how he can lead in driving economic development during his keynote address to the policy conference. Economic development? Okay. Excuse me, Lieutenant Governor. You're no longer running for governor. You're running for Secretary of State. Secretary of State. You know, the person that's responsible for overseeing our elections and running the Secretary of State offices where we renew our driver's licenses, we register to vote, we transfer titles to vehicles when we sell them. Leading the way to drive economic development. This guy still thinks he's running for governor. And now he's going to come to Northern Michigan and talk about how wonderful it is up here. Like, we don't know that. Why do we live up here? It's amazing. Well, with regards to economic development, I finally found out the name of where the $15 million went in Traverse City that Senator John DeMoos put in the budget a couple years ago. For example, to describe economic development, Garland Gilchrist mentioned the investments made up north, including the Freshwater Research and Innovation Center in Traverse City, which is being dubbed the global platform for blue tech. Having that centered here in Traverse City in northern Michigan, this is the best place on the planet to do it, said Gilchrist. That is the entire field report synopsis of the reporter listening to 15 minutes of Garland Gilchrist addressing the conference. Again, nothing about being the Secretary of State. This is absolutely amazing to me. Now, because of his name recognition, being the fact that he's been on the ballot statewide twice with Governor Gretchen Whitmer as her Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, based on name recognition, based on the party all lining up to get behind him, I so much look forward to Monica Yatuma debating Garland Gilchrist heading into the November election to be our next Secretary of State. This guy doesn't have a clue as to what the Secretary of State does, and I cannot wait for that debate. This is going to be amazing. So we'll continue to follow this story, but everybody, welcome back. I apologize. We had a little technical glitch in the studio. I had to reconnect in, and we're back. Well, final hour today's show. We've got quite a few other stories that we'll get to, but we're going to start off with Rick Randall. He wants to talk to us this Monday about words. Top of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old fire.